The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"Boat."
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Happy Monday to you all, friends. Hope you're having a good day thus far, like I am not. But you know what? We're still in the freest nation on the globe, and we still have the freedom to do the right thing, like it or not, right? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Stephanie Joy. We know her as our pretty little princess. Folks, you can check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go over to Facebook. There's Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Friends, you can also follow me on my personal page and my fan page, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account as well, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Now, friends, phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds. And as George Washington, again, rightly said, deeds, not words, and he got that from Jesus the Christ in 1 John 3:18. And I also wanted to let you know, folks, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We always want the mind of Christ and the heart of God here at the Sons of Liberty. So before we go on with the show, we've been doing some fun facts about different things. America, America's founding forefathers, and I've got a few more today about America's founding forefathers that I thought might be of interest to our sons and daughters of liberty out there. The first one is, did you know that John Adams, he was the one who actually nominated George Washington to lead up the Revolutionary War? John Adams realized the importance of unifying the North and the South in the Revolutionary War, so he selected George Washington as a leader that both the North and the South would support. So John Adams was thinking. John Adams, yeah, definitely. He was definitely thinking there. And, of course, George Washington, I mean, who can compare? Now, what's interesting to know about George Washington is he did not have a middle name.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we know that he was tall.
Yeah, he was
very
tall.
They could have called him George Lurch Washington.
Yeah, I believe he was 6'2". He's the tallest guy in the room because men back in the day were a little shorter.
5'7", 5'8", were the average height.
So he was a good leader in the sense of what he did, and also his stature also led the way too as well. But it's kind of interesting to note that he did not have a middle name. So, you know, when his mother got mad at him, she couldn't be like, George so-and-so Washington, get over here now. It just didn't work for his mother.
Yeah.
So not sure what the reasoning was behind that. This is also an interesting note.
I bet that's exactly how she said it, too.
She's like, yeah, exactly. Little Georgie so-and-so, get over here now.
Georgie Porgy.
That's right. I don't know if they had Georgie Porgy back then. But it's interesting to note, too, as well, that Washington did not have children of his own.
Huh.
Now, while he was fond of children, he and Martha did not have any children of their own. Martha Washington brought two children, of course, into their union from her previous marriage. And people have speculated as to why, you know, Martha and George could not have children, but it's impossible to know exactly, you know, why they were childless. But
it's interesting, you know, to note as well that George Washington did not have slaves. His wife Martha brought the slaves in, and when she passed away, he freed the slaves.
Yeah.
Another case in point. We know slavery is an abomination all the way around, but it's interesting how people like to point the finger at George and say, man, he owned all these slaves and this is what he did. You know, the bottom line is, back in the day, if he didn't bring them in and he set them free, was it in his heart to own them in the first place?
Right, exactly. You have to ask yourself the question. Yeah. Now let's look at a couple more, one more of the presidents. Thomas Jefferson, did you know that on his tombstone it makes no mention of his service as president of the United States? Jefferson was buried in Monticello.
Seen it. Got the hat, the t-shirt.
That's right. Yep. His epitaph, if I say that correctly, reads, "Here was buried Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of the American Independence, of the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom." Those of you who think that, of course, he wasn't a religious man, he put it right there on his tombstone.
He said he was of the real sort of Christian.
That's right. And father of the University of Virginia. And it's reported that there was, you know, mention of his presidency because, you know, he had mixed feelings about that.
Well, you said John Adams at the beginning here. Now, it's interesting. John Adams thought that Thomas Jefferson would go down in history accredited for everything that took place during the Revolutionary War.
Right.
If you look at history for what it is, you look at that Colossus of Independence, John Adams, the second president of the United States, who was responsible for much of the things that were going through to establish, starting out with the Declaration of Independence, leading to Congress to bring forth a Constitution of the United States of America. Without John Adams, friends, that would have never happened. But a prophet is not with honor in his own country.
That's
at that
right.
time. And we see, as time again exonerates the prophet, it always does, we can see who the real heroes of the Revolutionary War were. And I'm sorry, the Revolutionary Times were, and namely John Adams. He was probably the forefront. He was even the one that appointed George Washington to head up the Continental Army.
Yeah, exactly.
So he was prophetically nailing people. If you look at it, Thomas Jefferson, the man was a teacher, hands down. And you look
all
at the apostolic through George Washington, through prophetic through the John Adams, and then you look at the teacher. And if you look at 1 Corinthians 12:28, it talks about first the apostles, secondly the prophet, and then the teacher. And now in America, you have it completely up on its head, where you have the pastor leading. That's not scriptural, friends, but going back to just see and take note as to how God established this country, he did it properly. George Washington,
yeah.
Apostolic, the prophet was secondary, and the teacher, Thomas Jefferson, was right there.
And
they all go down in history. But if
and they
you
all
look,
work together.
Yep, they did. But if you look at it, John Adams, when you look at that whole scenario there, he was really left in the back of all of history until we began to pay attention to who was the one that was fighting for what we have today more than John Adams? No one.
He was the Colossus
for
independence. Of course, HBO picked up that series on John Adams, telling about his life, and so he did get some credit that was definitely due him. Amazing man. Now,
he did get his own documentary as well.
That's
so,
right. And then people, you know, they ate that thing up. In fact, the place of his birth and his house, in fact, because the popularity of the HBO series, that place just blew up as far as visitors wanting to go see where John Adams was from. So that is definitely credited there.
Have the hat, have the T-shirt
have
from
the
that
hat,
as well.
Have the T-shirt, that's right. And, of course, this is top interesting facts about Thomas Jefferson coming from top10s.com. Now, over here, we got to throw out a daughter of liberty for all of our daughters of liberty out there. Now, Abigail Adams. Abigail Adams, she rocked. Now, let's look a little bit about her life. John and Abel actually met...
John and Abel?
Abigail.
Okay.
I was going to roll right over that one.
You're starting to sound like a turkey there or something.
Oh, my God. Abigail met in 1759 when she was 15 years old. They were reintroduced in 1761 when John became attracted to her by her intelligence and her wit.
She was that.
That's right. Notice he was attracted to the inside of Abigail Adams. The courtship between John Adams and Abigail Smith lasted for 3 years. John and Abigail married on October 25th, 1764. Abigail was 19 years old and they got married, and the couple had 6 children.
Amen. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie. We're going to come back and talk about the oath of affirmation. And are we to respect those that serve we the people that disrespect the office? I don't think so. We'll set it straight right when we get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text, a code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio. For the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue by the support of people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Were you done with your fast facts?
I was done with our fast
facts. I do like historical facts, but I like them PowerPointed.
Yeah, it is.
I just don't like, don't drag it on. Just give me the gist of it. What's the deal? Cool.
It's good to learn because, you know, when you go through all this kind of stuff and you say, hey, these are some facts that are very interesting to note just about our founding forefathers and different things that I didn't know. For example, one more. Abigail Adams did not go to school due to chronic illness since childhood. Until she was 11, her mother oversaw her education. So it's different things like that that you don't maybe realize that doesn't, it's not laid out in a history book.
Well, that is school, isn't it?
Of course.
Being raised up by your own parents.
Well, of course, that is the case, of course. But the fact that, you know, she was ill, so that's probably why she was so smart, because she was able to devote a lot of her time to books, and she, you know, she had to be in bed and that kind of thing. But look at the fruit of what came out of her life and the love story between John and Abigail Adams. It's awesome.
Well, I don't really care about the love story.
That's because you're not a girl. All the daughters of liberty out there, they care about the love story. It's actually one of the greatest love stories probably of all time, my dearest friend.
Okay, I'm just being a little facetious here. Do forgive me.
You daughters of liberty, he's just kidding. He loves the love story.
Oh, I live for it.
I know. Every day you go to bed, you just think about it.
I got to cuddle and
snuggle.
That's
right. You draw hearts and cut them out and everything.
Oh, I totally didn't. I lay them by your pillow.
That is so touching.
I'm teasing you, aren't I?
That's right. That's what I need. I need a heart cut out.
Okay, here we go. When I go to the Constitution of the United States of America, let me just go lay a foundation again, lay something off, premise something here for you really quick, friends. When I go to Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution of the United States of America, it says this: before one can enter on the execution of his office, he shall take the following oath or affirmation. And it goes as follows: I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States of America, or an executive office, friends, and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, the question that I'd like to lay to your candor, friends, is the government in a position to break the law of the Constitution? The enumeration of laws found within the Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. Do they have a right to break the laws? When you go to the preamble of the Constitution of the United States, it says, we the people, that's us, of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, all 50 states, establish the first thing, friends, the first precedent is this: establish justice. Okay? Ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves, and listen to this, and to our posterity, friends, our children. Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Now, when we go back to the Constitution, and then we go to that which preceded the Constitution, namely the Declaration of Independence, you can see that those that work for us derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. And who are they? We, the people. Matter of fact, case in point, when I do high school assemblies, when I do tea parties, I'll ask the people that are complaining about the government why they're complaining about a government when then that government that is corrupt is only reflecting of what them and that tea party are actually tolerating through their government, because government is an extension of we the people. It's not us against the government. You have to get rid of those lines, friends. We need to understand that government is an extension of who we are.
You know, it's interesting you should say that, because the last event that we did, when I asked, there was a couple, and they were a younger couple. They were at this event in Wisconsin, and he kind of looked like a, what's the word? You know, he had that hat kind of, you know, cocked to the side, kind of like the baggy jean, you know, kind of like, you know, a guy like that.
Yeah,
and I was
talking to him,
and I said, so what did you learn? He said, a lot. And I said, usually when we do the high school selling programs, and I ask the kids, what did you learn? They'll always say a lot, because there's a lot to take in. And one of the things that he mentioned that he learned was the fact that, you know, it's us, it's we the people, their reflection of who we are is basically what he was saying. So it's not just a matter of blaming the government and saying this and that. We have to realize that we are the ones that are ultimately responsible. If it's your baby, you know, it's like, you know, with anything.
Here, I can give you a perfect example. You know, when I talk about the veterans, because the emphasis that I really place on each time I do my message is the price paid for our freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like to share with people is when I get to Vietnam, I'll start to talk about the price paid for those that have fought, bled, and died to ratify, to make valid the Constitution of the United States during that war. It's interesting how you get the looks from the older generation. Oh, they shouldn't have been there in the first place. You know, what are those guys doing there anyways? You know, I'll just stop right there and I'll say, and before you complain about what our boys and what our girls did over in Vietnam, because you didn't agree with that war, just like most people in America didn't. It wasn't the wars of the Lord found in Hosea 8. That was man's wars. And we know that that was man's wars, through the Johnson administration, you know, pumping up the whole military complex, that moneymaker, that war machine. I understand that. And, you know, the fact of the matter is in this particular situation at a tea party, I have to tell them, listen, hey, you allowed your government, your Congress, to send those boys and those girls in the first place. So why would you blame your military for being over there in the first place when, in fact, it was you that allowed government to send them in the first place?
It's a different perspective, isn't it?
Oh, it totally is. It just shuts everybody's mouth up. And almost without fail, the military, those that served in Vietnam, they love that message.
Of course.
Because they know exactly what I'm saying. Is right. What are you getting mad at us for?
I mean, can you imagine?
You're the ones that allowed us to go in the first place. And then when we come back, you let a handful of communist whacks protest us at the airport, mm-hmm. calling us baby killers. I'd have stuck my foot so far up their backside, they would be going to the bathroom my shoe style.
Well, can you imagine the fact of you're out there, you're fighting. Let's say, you know, you lost your friends, you lost your buddies, the things that you've seen over there. You didn't want to be there in the first place, because no one wants to be fighting a war. You'd rather be at home with your family. So after you're done serving, after you go through everything, after you finally get to come home, then people protest you for doing your duty or spit on you. It's not like you want to be there in the first place.
That's sick.
It is sick. It's
that's
sick. And it's what's interesting to note, too, is you mentioned the fact of, you know, the veterans from Vietnam. When you find that usually people get upset about things, like I made me think of that one particular veteran who pulled down the flag, the Mexican flag that was flying above the American flag.
Yes.
And why did he pull it down? Because he was a veteran. He fought for our country, and he said, no way is the price that I paid and my buddies paid and the men that and women who have laid down their life, am I going to let it be desecrated by you flying your Mexican flag above the United States flag? And he meant business, because why? It's his baby.
Yeah.
He fought for it. He sacrificed for it. He went through a lot, and that way he's going to say, no, you're not touching that glory and that honor.
Here's the other thing. So when I look at the oaths taken by those in the executive office and those that serve the military who fight, bleed, and die to give that individual the privilege to serve we the people in the first place, it's very similar. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at what the military swears before they serve we the people. It says, I, my name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, within your borders, friends, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which I'm about to enter, so help me God. Okay, so in saying that, and I look at the executive oath or affirmation, it's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you begin to look at those guys that went to, let's say, Vietnam, mm-hmm. Hey, they did their job. Now, if government was doing something that was twisted and perverted and illegal and unconstitutional, that was for the American people to right that wrong
and
before they sent them in the first place.
Exactly right. They're over there fighting over there. They're doing their duty. Well, what is our duty over here to make sure that they're not fighting where they shouldn't be?
That's right.
Holding people accountable.
Was it unconstitutional?
Yeah.
Yes, but that was what the American people allowed them to do in the first place because they already knew that Johnson was a war criminal.
Mm-hmm.
History, again, lays itself out.
And people, too, what they did was is eventually people started to speak up. You had Martin Luther King Jr., you know, you had RFK, all those different things. They did their part. We have to know that, listen, we can complain about it all we want, but ultimately the fault of lies at our door because it's we the people for anything that we tolerate that we shouldn't.
That's right, within corruption in government.
That's
and
right.
The question that I started out, friends, with when I said I would lay it to your candor is, does the government have a right to break the law? No, they do not. What I'd like to say is this. When President Barack Hussein Obama first came into office with all of his promises put forth with the motto change into his agenda, friends, everybody was under the illusion, everybody was under the impression that he meant let's get back to our founding documents. That was the change that was brought forth. He was
transparency. We need
everything.
Transparency.
Yes.
Yes, let's change it where it should be to transparency.
That was the impression that he was giving to the American people. So in saying that, I have to admit I was hopeful and happy for a righteous future under a black president that was going to abide by the laws of the Constitution. Remember, they sold him as a constitutional president. Now, friends, don't sit there and say to yourself, Bradley, are you really that stupid? No, I was hoping for righteous change, friends, not unrighteous change. I was hoping for a change because when Barack Hussein Obama got into office, it showed not how much he changed America, but how America changed within itself to allow a black president to be there in the first place. I thought that was great. But I was also very hopeful to see all of his promises fulfilled to restore we the people. And I also have a great respect for authority when I know it's lawful and right. Now, when I come back on the other side of this break, friends, I'm going to show you, as you well know, that's not what we got. So what do we need to do when a government acts in such a fashion? Is it lawful to stand down and allow them to break the law on our behalf? No, we're just as criminal if we allow them to.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Shortly after Barack Hussein Obama's inauguration, it seemed that everything did change, but friends, not the change that was promised. And with all clarity, Americans seem to be under attack, as a vast majority of Americans, well, without question, agree with. I've noticed that almost in every circle of life in America, they have a deep concern as to what this administration is attempting to do, and they're concerned about the direction that this administration is attempting to take this country. And what we've all noticed is that this is pretty radical and extreme, the entirety of this administration, as far as the assaults on the Constitution of the United States, again, on a daily basis, friends. No president has the authority to tear down the Constitution and to rebuild it in his own image.
Amen.
Period.
Seriously.
Let me say it again. No president has the authority to tear down the Constitution and to rebuild it in his own image. Now, while I do agree that things must change, it must change not to the new, but rather to the old. Read Jeremiah 6:16. And not to what some, a small population want us to become, but rather what our forefathers intended. If it worked for 238 years and it's the longest standing constitution in modern history, I think it's a pretty good idea. And you got to keep in mind, friends, those laws that are magnified are there for those that obey those laws. That's what's liberty. That's what liberty is confined within. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, Charles D. Montesquieu. Now, I've said in many radio interviews across the country, the problems didn't start in this country in 1776. They started when we, as the American people, departed from the principles that have been given unto us by our Creator. Read the Declaration of Independence. America has the longest standing constitution in the history of mankind, so I propose that we stay on course so our posterity has a future of freedom as well. Now, during one of those radio interviews that I did, I was asked, "Are you anti-establishment?"
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously? Are you kidding me? So I cleared the air immediately by stating, "Holding government's feet to the Constitution is not anti-establishment, but rather pro-establishment. By me allowing corruption to reign in government is an anti-American."
Yeah.
Right? Not an American.
Yeah, you know,
they got it backwards.
Okay, I'm going to step out here. I'm going to give a little analogy. It keeps coming to my mind. It's kind of simplistic, childlike. But, you know, if you have a Ferris wheel, and the Ferris wheel operates and functions perfectly, but the people that are operating the Ferris wheel, they abuse it. They don't know how to run it. They take things away from what it's supposed to be. Rather than saying, listen, we need a whole new Ferris wheel. No. We just need to remove the people that are operating it because the Ferris wheel is working fine. It's same to our Constitution. We can say, well, the government, are you anti-government? Anti-establishment. No. I'm for sweeping away those people that abuse what's already established and for inserting into the right places those that will uphold and magnify that Constitution. Because there's nothing wrong with what we have. We just need to apply it.
So what you're saying is it's the responsibility of the people to hold them accountable to their oath. Because if we do love our governments, if I do not love my government, my country, my people, I wouldn't say a thing about the errors that are so apparent.
Of course not. And for you to say, listen, those people that are abusing that Ferris wheel, we need to get rid of them. For you to say, oh, listen, you're anti-Ferris wheel.
It's ridiculous.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm for proper people in the proper spot.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, you're anti-abortion when you're pro-life.
Exactly.
So to preserve life, you have, a small portion of the people that want to sling names upon you that don't belong to you rather than themselves. But they do it because they're condemned of self-reign.
You need to understand that. To go on like fact.
That's right. So those who leave off duty are anti-establishment. These people don't seem to care what happens. Not those who take the pains to correct the errors that we see today. Now, let me ask you a question, friends. What would you think of me if I were to burn the American flag right in front of you? What would you do?
I would hope that indignation would rise up with
you. What about this? What would you do if I were to desecrate the graves of our veterans who fought, bled, and died to establish or ratify our Constitution by tearing up the Constitution, literally, mm-hmm. through my actions down?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you would not let me go too far before correcting me, would you? I hope you said no, friends. I really do. Likewise, I'm not going to dishonor the veterans and their sacrifice by honoring those in office that are disrespecting their appointed position. You see, because the veterans honored their oath, and so should those who serve we the people. I respect government so much that I want them honoring those who died to give it. This is real honor, and every righteous individual in government will stand behind these statements. So, what is extreme and radical is the fact that the very foundations of our nation are being assaulted by this administration, again, on a daily basis, because new policy is being put forth on a daily basis. And friends, remember, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. And I've said this before, if you will not listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to tolerate man's 10,000, and so you have it. Folks, our borders are wide open. Don't forget that. And this administration sues governors for doing what they themselves should be doing and what they have been appointed to do. 4,000 babies a day are being aborted, murdered in the womb, and this administration wants more money to do more abortions. Friends, read Proverbs 6:17. The family institution is under attack, and this administration puts forth more efforts to support homosexuals and transgenders. And pulls the Justice Department from defending the Defense of Marriage Act. Folks, this administration has also overthrown Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Friends, notice the name. The name reflects the intents of its author. Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That should show you right there what sort of people you're dealing with. Folks, this administration calls our Constitution propaganda. Obama omits by their creator. from the Declaration of Independence, by his actions, of course, as well, and One Nation Under God is no longer in their vernacular? Wait a second. They were the ones that put their hand on the Bible swearing to uphold the Constitution, so help me God, now they're beginning to omit God's authority? Friends, this is happening right in the face of the American people. Hey, folks, even the Christian crosses of our veterans are now under attack by the enemy of our nation and the enemies of our nation, the useful idiots. They call themselves the atheists. And then to top all of this off, President Obama states that we're no longer a Christian nation. Well, Bradley, that was a long time ago. Is he living accordingly? Is he living accordingly, friends, as to what he said? Yes, he is. So you might say that America is a Muslim nation. Folks, is what President Barack Hussein Obama said. He said, we're no longer a Christian nation. You might say that America is a Muslim nation as he entertains America's sworn enemies within. That's pretty extreme, yeah, folks? It's also interesting that this administration and its minions have even gone so far to call their constituents, that's me and you, they've called us Nazis, they've called us bigots, they've called us racists, they've called us radicals. They've called us haters and extremists for doing what they swore they themselves would uphold, again, namely the Constitution. Folks, that's like getting mad at a good cop and labeling him as a pig for simply enforcing the laws of the land. Yet, it was reported that such people as myself are radical and extreme who speak strongly against these violations of who we are as a people. Folks, no, when you look at me and you call me extreme, or you ask me the question, am I anti-establishment? No, friends, the word patriot comes to mind. Patriot means to uphold dying laws. It's standing behind those in the natural who have fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. And going to the spiritual, the Bible says that we live unto him who died for us. And why wouldn't we? That's the definition of a patriot, my friends, and a Christian. And now you're beginning to understand why Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, said, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Now, let me ask you a question again. Which one's extreme? Because it's been said that the desperate times call for desperate measures. And friends, I want to tell you something. Them times are here now. So putting into perspective the actions of our representatives and their unconstitutionalities and their actions, of course, they're extreme. Again, they swear to uphold the Constitution with their hands placed upon the Bible, and they are the very ones who stand in contradiction of what they promised to uphold. And again, let's put things into perspective.
Yeah, it is a very interesting perspective, because when you look at it and say, listen, if this man, speaking of the office of the president, puts his hand on the Bible.
Any representative.
Swears to, well, in case, in, yeah, you're right, any representative, but case in point, swears to uphold the Constitution, you know, against all enemies, foreign and domestic, so help me God, and you know that he is directly violating his oath before God, placing his hand on the Bible. If he has no regard for the Bible, or for God himself, there is seriously something wrong with that man. Anyone who swears to uphold their oath on the Bible and goes directly against what they swore to uphold, that should be huge red lights going off saying, wait, this is not what this... Point being, if you don't even value your oath before God, how in the world are
you going
to
direct... How would his wife trust a man
exactly.
like that?
Well, you have to be of the same kind.
For what it is sitting next to him
exactly.
in the
you
White
have
House.
Exactly. You'd have to trust that they're of the same kind in order for her to be okay with
of
it.
Of course.
When you go back and forth and you say, this is ridiculous. We have a job to do when we see these kinds of things happening rather than let them go.
Well, when you go to our founding forefathers again, we can see why they went to God in the first place.
Because they needed him.
They needed his aid. So we will, on the Sons of Liberty here, continue to appeal to heaven and ask Almighty God in Jesus' name to grant us the victory while we continue to seek peace and pursue it. Peace officers enforce what?
Peace. Law. No,
the law.
Right,
to
peace.
Ensure the peace.
Uh-huh.
And return to the path of our forefathers laid out for us to walk in. Jeremiah 6:16. Folks, the motto during the Revolutionary War was no king but King Jesus. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about extreme as a positive and not a negative, because it's time, friends, for you to get radical and extreme. You got Bradley and Stephanie. Last segment, 1-866-233-0747. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Joseph Era, the founder and CEO of WND.com, WorldNet Daily as it's known in some quarters, the nation's largest independent news source. I am just so pleased to be working with Bradley Dean in a number of ways, getting more familiar with their program and their ministry every single day, and I'm excited about their outreach to young people across this country, which is one of the most important mission fields anybody could ever find.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Let's look at extremity as a positive. So, and again, laying out a premise and asking you the question. I love asking the questions because then and only then can you answer the questions proposed. Were the patriarchs extreme, or the apostles extreme for saying we ought to obey God rather than man when they were told not to preach in the name of Jesus Christ? Were our forefathers extreme for confronting a tyrannical king? By the way, read the documentation, friends, of the Declaration of Independence. But again, were our forefathers extreme for confronting a tyrannical king and refusing to obey his unjust decrees? So therefore, are the American people extreme for decrying the abuses of what is taking place in our country today? No, no way. Nada. Just the opposite is true. America is simply responding to the abuses. Now listen to what Daniel Webster rightly said, and I want you to listen to it carefully. As Daniel Webster, again, rightly said, he said, "Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again." He said, "Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world." If you listen to what Daniel Webster said, friends, those that will not follow the rule of law concerning the enumerated laws within our constitutional republic are actually promoting anarchy. And friends, when people begin to call you extreme for standing up and you're on the side of God and the law,
Let them call you what they will. They're the ones that are violating the law. Therefore, they're the criminal, and you are not. You are abiding by the laws of our constitutional republic. They are not. Don't let them get one over on you, friends. Don't let them hurt your feelings, okay? They know what they do is wrong, and you just need to enforce the wrong. And let me say it this way. The right time to do the right thing is right now. And what you need to do, friends, is remember what Theodore Roosevelt said when he said, my conclusion, no man is above the law. As a matter of fact, it's the law that makes the king, friends. But no man is above the law and no man is below it. Nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. Obedience to the law is demanded as a right, not asked as a favor, President Theodore Roosevelt. And friends, when you get some time, read Deuteronomy 17, 14 through 20. This one will expose this criminal administration from A to Z throughout the scriptures laid forth.
Well, interesting you should go to Deuteronomy too, because back in the day when the king of Israel became king, what did he have to do? He had to write himself a book of the law, because he was not above the law before the priests and the Levites, which were the religious. Religious or higher
leaders
that you have to have the
priest
day.
Of the law.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. And so the kings themselves, they had to write out a book of the law because they were not above it, and the Lord wanted them to make sure that they obeyed it. And it's so true when you go back and say, listen, no man is above the law. That's why we have an established law by God, because God gave the law. Therefore, everyone is obliged to obey.
That's exactly where I'm at. He said, and it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom that he shall write him a copy of this law, the Mosaic Institution, the Pentateuch, so on and so forth, the five books of the law, friends. He said, write a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites, the Levitical order, and it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, Philial, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, judgments, to do them. Now listen, this is what we're dealing with today. Narcissism defined. That his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom and his children and in the midst of Israel. Now, if he's not magnifying those laws and those commandments that God gave to prolong his days in his kingdom, then he must be here to destroy the kingdom by disobeying God. And that's exactly what we're dealing with in this country today, friends. An individual in an administration that is abiding by no man's laws except his own and his daddy's. And read John 10:10 when you get a minute. But you can see that he's here to destroy the Constitution. They said that President Barack Hussein Obama is a constitutional, constitutional teacher and a scholar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, friends, you know what? The guy thinks we're a democracy.
Maybe he should read it once a day in his life.
He should just read it just once. But friends, they can say he's got every accolade known to mankind, yeah, and every merit that man can lay upon him. But who's laying those accolades upon him? And who's accrediting this criminal anyways? Stupid individual. Our friends,
people. The Bible talks about woe unto you, and all men speak well of you. And also, when you call evil good and good evil, so when you look at, you can look at a man, namely Barack Hussein Obama, and you can say he's a constitutional scholar all you want and give him accolades. But his fruit, the proof is in the pudding by what he does. And then you can look at those righteous folks, those one going back to the Constitution, upholding Christian patriots, and you can call them rebels, as they did with our founding forefathers. You can call them radicals.
Let me show the people, Stephanie, real quick, as to how he's doing this. He's manipulating law by attempting to go around the Congress, the voice of the people. That's what Stephanie's saying right now. He's manipulating law, which is unconstitutional. When we talk about executive orders, friends, we're talking about him usurping the laws of the land, because this is all unconstitutional and, again, unlawful, therefore illegal. But this is how he is attempting to circumvent his way and manipulate the laws to have some sort of appearance of law to the people. But again, if the people don't know their founding doctrines and documents, I'll tell you what, he can go ahead and do whatever he wants. He totally does.
No one will know the difference, because
my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6.
Yeah, it's so interesting. And speaking of narcissism, you know, when you look at the appointment of John Adams appointed George Washington, George Washington's response was, I do not feel myself equal to the task. He was humble in saying, listen, I am very well aware of the great honor that you do me, although I don't feel myself equal to the task of this great honor. But you know what made him so great and such a good leader is because he knew his nothingness before God.
Yeah.
He knew it without divine providence.
Knowing your nothingness shows you your understanding of God's strength through your life.
Exactly. And when you go back, I remember one time there was a Caesar who had asked someone and said, listen, you know, would you accept this great honor that I'm giving you to take over after I perish? And the man said, with all my heart, no. And the Caesar looked at him and said, that is why it must be you. Because he didn't ask for the position. You know, I believe it was Mariah Woodworth Edwards that said, those that want to be in the pulpit are called the devil. Those that want to say, I want to be.
Devil.
Called of the devil. Those that say, well, listen, I need a position of authority and I really like my spot here and I like that I'm a demigod and I can oversee a bunch of people.
All those that Jesus rebuked.
Exactly. Yep. Your position as a leader is to say, how can I serve the people that I am leading? I need to hear from them. I need to know what's going on. I am supposed to be a servant, a statesman, not a, okay, you little peons here below me, let me walk all over you and tell you what the deal is.
Yeah.
If you're humble and say, Lord, please help me lead, I don't know how to lead, you're going to have to show me. That's what makes a great leader.
You should see some of these. As a matter of fact, when we were just in Wisconsin doing a tea party, I had a sheriff come up to us, who, by the way, supports the ministry 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, Bradley, can I ask you a question? He goes, I don't want you to get mad at me about this. And I said, sure, go ahead. And I'm just thinking I'm going to backhand this cop, right? I'm totally playing. And he looks at me and he says, why do you have long hair? And I looked at him and I said, you know what? I didn't apply for the job.
Right.
This is who I am. This is what God is using right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it works in a way where I can get away with what you can't.
Yeah.
And God makes men what they are. I do not. And it's interesting. I said, if you look at John the Baptist, that hairy dude walking around eating locusts and honey and camel's hair and a leathern girdle. I mean, can you imagine this guy preaching, you know, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand?
Right.
Well, everybody knew who he was. They mm-hmm. knew the voice of what he was bringing forth and the power of it. The Bible says we're to find not our faith in the power or in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God. We're not to go with much wisdom, man's wisdom, which is foolishness to God. God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. And when you're talking about this, it's interesting when we do events all across the country. We just got another one in Georgia here, it looks like. And you look at all these speakers, it's like, you know what?
They all look the same, the
totally.
Same plot, same...
But you have to understand something. I love the GQ clean cut look,
you know,
and it's just not me right now. And you know what, if this is what God wants to use, let him shake, rattle and roll and assault the gates of hell until, you know, the kingdom comes.
I'm sure there'd be many days you'd like to chop off that hair and say,
but
listen.
When you look at these guys in the suits, I mean, you see corporate mob and the American people standing by and say, oh, you know, they look right, therefore they must be right.
That's the
and then the man
should.
Comes up behind it with long hair, tattoos, the whole shebang, and they question him.
You know, that is so true. That is such a great deception. People look at someone who's clean cut, you know, good looking, nice, straight smile to your face, you know, got the combed hair and say, listen, oh, this must be a good... I mean,
well, I comb my hair stuff.
Of course.
I'm a clean freak.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah, you are. You're mocking me.
No.
Yeah, you are.
Actually,
Yes.
What
yeah.
I'm saying is people look at people and they say, yeah, this guy must be great. I mean, he mentioned God. He actually even said God in his speech. And he said,
yeah, how many...
God bless you. He must be a good man. And then when you look at someone like yourself, which is why the way you look like what you do, because you're bridging that gap
between
the younger generation.
Elvis Presley's long hair. Come on, give me that.
Definitely.
Okay, so you just went rattling on this whole time. Jeez,
better looking than Elvis.
Thank you. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll talk to you in 23 hours. First John 3:18, deeds, not words. Love you. See ya. See ya. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.